When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Mark and Sarah talk about songs.
We absolutely talk about songs, and we're especially talking about the songs of Mr. Weird Al Yankovic and comparing them to their not real life counterparts. You know what I mean. I'm Sarah D. Bunting. I'm here with my real life counterpart, Mark Blankenship. Hi, Mark.
Why, hello.
So, we're going to be blurring some lines today. Unfortunately, in a question mark, can you tell the listeners a little bit about the songs that we are confronting today?
Yes, in our last episode for the general population of the Weird Al versus Everybody season, we are going to be talking about Blurred Lines, a 2013 mega hit by Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and recent subject of this show, Pharrell, and Weird Al Yankovic's riff, Word Crimes. And for those of you who have allowed yourselves to blessedly forget, allow me to remind you that Blurred Lines was number one for such a long time. It was number one from June 22nd through September 7th of 2013, or the week.
Is that
the
it?
It did feel like an eternity longer, didn't it?
Oh, God. It was just that cold sore would not leave.
So it was number one for the weeks ending on those dates. That means it was number one for the entire summer of 2013. Now, in one positive note, I guess, that was also when the song Get Lucky by Daft Punk featuring Pharrell was also a huge hit. It peaked at number two behind this song. So it really was the start of the Pharrell era, or like the latest
revolution.
For revolution. I like it. I'll accept it. The potted history of Blurred Lines, Sarah, is this. The song was a huge hit, and then as people started to really pay attention to it, they noticed that the lyrics seemed to quite blatantly suggest that consent is not necessary when a man wants to mac on a lady. The music video was quickly from being something that was embraced as something ribald and playful to being something that was pretty exploitative because of the way that the women were, their nude bodies were showcased. And then later, quite notoriously, Robin Thicke et al. Were sued by the Marvin Gaye estate because the Marvin Gaye estate said that this song ripped off Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye, and then the Marvin Gaye estate won. So now they lost like millions and millions of dollars for Blurred Lines and had to pay all these back royalties. And in the process of all of this trial, Robin Thicke acknowledged that he had been stoned the entire time that they were making the song, and he really barely remembered any of it. And it just was a whole thing with Joan, as they say. And I would say that by the end of it, it left a bad taste in the mouth for this song, for Robin Thicke, just the whole thing. I don't know, Sarah, if that was your experience, but that's certainly how I remember it.
Well, I just really remember thinking it was ironic that a guy that I thought of and called copyright compliant Justin Timberlake wound up being not copyright compliant, but then also Justin Timberlake in all the shittier ways. And like, okay, I think we should listen to a clip, but I will say before I play the clip that this song somehow is in my like Apple Music iPhone verse. I don't know why. I think I might have been having a disagreement somewhere that it was playing publicly and I Shazammed it, and then Shazam jammed it into my library. And
how
then
dare you? Shazam, I mean.
Some butthole whose name is David G. Bunting Jr. put it in my Old Lady Walk playlist, which like I always put that on shuffle, so it's like, all right, fine. Shuffle always finds it, and I always am like, no, and like what, like I never get past everybody get up before I'm like, no, you get out. Then I will yeah. like go to the next song, which I like better. I will forget that Blurred Lines exists. And then I get thick rolled by it again. Uncle Clusion, don't have siblings. Make sure your parents don't do that to you. This is what happens. Blurred Lines. Here's a clip. You wanna hug me? What rhymes with hug me? Nothing about this that is good because of Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
And just when you're sort of like letting yourself be Pharrell'd into, I don't even know what, like just lulled by the build of the song, there will be a line like, you're the hottest bitch in this place. And you're just like,
I know.
And then it's like a woman who's wearing like, literally like a stiff Ziploc bag. Every woman in that video looks miserable.
Yeah. I'm just not interested in the aesthetic of this video, which I know the director used the work of, let's say, highly problematic photographer Terry Richardson
yeah.
as an inspiration. But Terry Richardson's photos are basically saying, hey, look, if the lady is lit correctly, it doesn't matter if she wants to be here.
Yeah. Also, they're not ladies. They're 13.
Yeah, also that. So the groove of the song is good, but I have to say, I think it is clearly ripping off Got to Give It Up. So really mm-hmm. what I'm saying is the groove of the Marvin Gaye song is good.
Yeah.
And then you've got this guest rap from T.I., who also has had plenty of legal troubles that
controversy
that make his music a little bit less exciting to listen to as well. So good Lord, good heavens. I have to say, Sarah, I kind of hope that this is the last time that either one of us ever has to listen to this song until I guess you go on another Old Lady Walk.
I mean, yeah, it'll happen. I think I actually have to put, like, I keep notes while we're recording so that when I go back and edit, I can remember to put things in the show notes, whatever. I think what we have to put in the show notes is another note to myself to just go and delete this duty from my Old Lady Walk playlist and all other lists of play.
Here's what I will say. If you are a patron of this podcast, that means you have access to our Discord. When you hear this episode, leave a note in the Discord reminding Sarah to take that song out of her playlist.
Mm-hmm. And your fellow listeners as well, because, I mean, facts, you don't need to ever hear it again. You have heard it 22,000 times, whether you yes. want to do or not.
And a song that I have heard fewer times, but I guess, spoiler, but how could I not, I enjoy more than Blurred Lines, is Word Crimes. Weird Al's riff on this song. It is a song about a pedant who is furious that people misuse English grammar. Mm-hmm. And I can relate.
Same. And I mean, everything about this version, it's like all the good sort of like fun grooves of the original, well, quote original, let's say of the Robin Thicke version. But then there's all these little like pedantic nitpicks of the sort that my mother and I, walking through the King supermarket in North Jersey, would be like, oh my God, please stop using quotation marks for emphasis. Who are you quoting about this big sale on asparagus?
Yes.
And I, in recent years, have become a little less comfortable taking a hard line stance on this stuff, because it has been pointed out to me, and I think that's absolutely correct, that a lot of grammar and usage pedantry, it can feel gatekeepy and sometimes is gatekeeping, for sure. So I don't want to be that person as like a leading headline in my persona anymore.
Yes.
But the way that Weird Al bends this concept to this beat, and the way he gets certain things to scan, and that he like inverts like syntax you're always mangling. How did this become? How did this get into a pop song? But I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of wonderful in that specific Weird Al way that it's like, this is so much smarter and more thought through than it needed to be. Ergo, it's perfect.
I completely agree. To go back to this question of pedantry, as both of us are editors as well as writers and podcasters, I do think it's important to know and maintain the standards of proper usage when one is writing for publication. I, however, have completely softened in my life on grammar usage in social media, email, text, all of that.
Yeah.
And I do my best to make sure that my communications in all media are grammatically accurate, but that's just important to me. But if I can understand what I'm being told, I will mentally note the errors because I'm an editor and I can't help it. But yep, I no longer feel angered by them the way that I used to, because, yeah, like you were saying, I don't really need that to be my personality. It's like, yeah, it's fine, y'all. But I do feel frustrated when I read professionally published pieces that have blatant grammatical errors in them. And for instance, as I said to you recently on Slack, I was reading a novel and I found a blatant misuse in which a character was described as, quote, clamoring up the stairs instead of clambering. And I went through the trouble of Googling it and looking up the word clamor to make sure that there wasn't a definition that I wasn't aware of. And I was, in fact, correct on my initial assumption. Somehow, the word clamoring instead of clambering made it into this book that was published. And, Sarah, I threw the book away.
Oh, yeah. No, I've done that. Like, because this is when, I mean, you and I have both had, we'd like to open the door of the plane and kick the book we're reading out of it. 25,000 yes. feet experiences. Mine was with Ms. Patricia Cornwell. And, oh, God, like, Kay Scarpetta is unbearable. Cornwell's writing, ditto. And, like, a lot of sort of series, like, crime, like, mystery novels, they aren't yes. particularly well-written, like, on the sentence level. But as my agent once told me, and I've never forgotten it, like, shit doesn't get sold on the sentence level. So, you know, be as smug as you want, but the fact that this character and this author are misspelling the names of like major real life cases.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Apparently no one cares.
Yeah.
Because you bought that book at the airport.
This is such an interesting place to find ourselves because, again, this is just where my Maginot line is, apparently. Again, if it's meant to be professionally published, and I say this as someone who recently worked on a thing that was professionally published and some things made it through, some mistakes made it through, and I was chagrined by that. You know, I understand that life is hard. We have fewer people on all staffs than we used to.
Things right. Well, and if cracks. Clamoring was not misspelled, then it didn't have the squiggle under it, then this is the kind of thing that gets through, because the idea that there is someone who only exists to make sure that this kind of error doesn't get through, like that, I mean, that's still part of my job, and I always took it extremely seriously, that I'm like, I want people to be paying attention to my staff's ideas.
Yes, and not to usage errors. And that is the ultimate reason why I think it's so important to have professionally published things be proofread, because what you just said is exactly right. Let the ideas be what we remember, not the errors, because the errors imply lazy thinking. Even if the thinking isn't lazy, errors like that imply that it's true. And how can I take seriously... and let me also just back up and say, if this book had been sparkling and entertaining and...
Well, that's the other thing.
Like, this book was bad. So I was already, like, mad to be reading it, but I was interested enough to keep going. And then when I found that, I just was like, no, out. If it had been, like, Tana French level mystery writing, because it was a mystery book, I would have been like, okay, it's fine. But... if the book isn't good and it's making lazy errors, then I really can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I just feel like when I was in my 20s, that being a know-it-all on this subject, I feel like, I don't know if I felt like it did make me better than other people, but I felt like I wanted it to.
Right.
And I'm just not in that place anymore. And also I think that I'm more interested sometimes in the elasticity of language and how it can evolve and how standards for it can evolve. But I think you still have to have standards. So I agree with you. And irregardless, I will never forgive and cannot forget. We did not need that word. It should not be in the dictionary. We have regardless and we have irrespective. Why?
Yeah, well...
why are you breaking down, Messieurs Merriam and Webster? How dare you?
You know, I'm glad that you brought this up in terms of the elasticity of language, because I found an article that the linguist John McWhorter, who I respect, wrote for Slate about word crimes, where he said, yes, this song is funny, I like it, but as a linguist, I think that we shouldn't be too pissed as language changes. And I was like, oh, damn it, John McWhorter, you're right. But also, word crimes is pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, name another pop song with the word nomenclature in it. You can't. Hello. And the video has references to both The Simpsons' Mrs. Krabappel and subject of a future single of this season, Mr. George Newman from UHF, which I thought was pretty funny. Lest we get into a master's level dialogue or dialectic about prescriptivism versus descriptivism.
Semiotics!
Let's each grab a copy of Brian Garner's Modern American Usage and hear a clip. The people mock you on the side. Okay, now here's the deal. I'll try to educate you. Gonna familiarize you with the nomenclature. You'll learn the definitions of nouns and prepositions. Literacy's your mission. And that's why I think it's a good I don't know. Like, I don't, I don't, I also, here's my other problem with word crimes, that he uses the word spastic. Like, I get that you have fantastic, but you're Weird Al. You, of all people, can find something else to rhyme with that. So I don't like that. But this is so much more of a, like, thoughtful, interesting, witty treatment of the first version that, I mean, although it's tempting to pull a fat and be like, I abstain, I think I would, like, I'm not voting for Blurred Lines because I want to fire it into the sun, and that leaves a vote for word crimes. What are you going to do?
So I actually, I mean, I hear you on that, the use of the word spastic. For me, that's like, I can let that go because in terms of this contest, because one of the things that I so am impressed by with word crimes is that unlike Blurred Lines, Weird Al does not repeat himself ever.
Yeah.
He never reuses any of the phrases. And Blurred Lines has like 7 words in it that they just sing over and over and over again.
And it's true.
Weird Al finds new things to say every time, and he fits that rhyme scheme every time. And I just think it's really cute and fun. And our listener and patron Camille writes, Word Crimes has none of the baggage of Blurred Lines and also speaks to many of my own pedantic grammar pet peeves. Also, the video is genius, and it ends with the phrase, Weird Al Yankovic has a big dictionary, which makes me giggle every time. And I just want to say, Camille, I see you. For me, also, it's definitely a vote for word crimes. And I do want to just note that our fabulous listener, Kat, is the only person who voted for Blurred Lines. And she made a joke at her own expense about it. And Kat has been ringing the bell all season to say, y'all, stop voting for these Weird Al songs. They're never as good. And Kat, I hear you. Your iconoclasm, your status as an iconoclast is untouched. We value and respect and enjoy you in all ways. She is definitely the cheese that stands alone here. Literally one vote for Blurred Lines, and 99.999% of the votes went to word crimes. So this is an easy victory for Weird Al.
All right. Well, now, I mean, I guess functionally, at least in terms of the who's going to come out ahead-ness of it all, functionally, the season is over because now Al has 12, the field has 10, and there's only one episode left.
No matter what happens. So interesting you should say that about episodes that remain. So if you are listening to us and you are not a patron, this is the last episode you will hear of this season. However, patrons of this show can hear up to 3 more things from us. We have one more matchup that's between Lola by the Kinks and Yoda by Weird Al. And then we have 2 singles in which we will be discussing 2 more Weird Al originals. So if you can't get enough of this show, and you know who you are, and you're not yet a patron, we would love to have you join us at patreon.com/mastis. You get bonus episodes, you get access to the aforementioned Discord, you get to join us at happy hours, and honestly, y'all, we have fun. That's the other thing. Don't you want some FUN fun?
Yeah. Damn, and it's like a whole half a season, more than that. It's like 55% of the season that you have not heard if you are not on the Patreon. But where you're listening to us now is on the Believe Network, and we are a proud member of that network. I have not mentioned that in like 5 episodes. Sorry about that. Get more information at BLEAV.com. And you can also find us on the various social media. We did not think it through 88 years ago when God was a child and we started this podcast. So like our name on each social medium is different, but if you just look for Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs or Mara Buntenship, it'll usually come up. You'll figure it out. But we'd love to hear from you there as well.
I would basically say, Sarah, that we're clamoring to hear from people. Did you die? Did I kill you?
Yeah, you did. I did. You did. Goodbye. Avenge me, cat.
I know there's a word for the I know it, and it's on the tip of my tongue, but it won't go any further. I know there's a word for this. I know, 'cause it's in the dictionary. And when I find what it is.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling pine so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.